It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sickema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, let's talk election year budgets. Governor Snyder gave his budget address yesterday and included increased funding for education, more money for local governments, and a homestead property tax credit for low and middle income families. I want to hear from both of you. Ken, first, are there parts of this budget legislative Republicans might push back against?
Well, it's a budget that has a tax cut in it, and then it has modest investments in, as you point out, education, local units of government, some money for the state savings account, and to put some money into our pension commitments. I think where Republicans in the legislature, at least some Republicans, might want to have a discussion with the governor is going to be in the nature of the tax cut, because he's proposing a tax cut that's focused on low and middle income individuals and families, and some legislative Republicans want an income tax cut that applies to everybody.
Susan, your thoughts?
I agree with Ken that the biggest source of friction will be the tax cut. There's also the size of the tax cut. Most legislative Republicans have been pushing for about a third of the $1 billion surplus to be used on tax relief, and Snyder's proposed cut would only be about 10%. Other areas, I think, where there could be some disagreement would be his proposal to help Detroit and shore up their pension fund. That's always a dicey issue. And I think he might get some pushback on the 6% increase to universities. There are a lot of Republicans who are uncomfortable with tuition increases and don't want to give the universities more money.
Ken, the governor did call for some money for roads, about $265 million, but that's nowhere near the $1.2 billion he's called for previously. Has the governor given up on that fight?
I think the governor has decided to postpone the fight. The issue of more money for transportation, roads, and bridges really isn't even in this budget. And I just think it's an issue, a battle that he's decided to fight after the election rather than during an election year.
Susan, we've talked about money the governor wants to spend, but the governor himself called this a frugal budget. So are there cuts?
There really have not been big cuts in the last couple years as we've been edging towards this election. But keep in mind that his initial budget had some pretty deep cuts to social services and to education. And so we haven't really dug our way out of that yet. And that's what Democrats are complaining about.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second. You know, Ken, like we said, the governor is spending, though conservatively, he is spending money in this budget, putting a tax cut on the table for low and middle income families, investing some money into education. Would you call this a conservative's budget?
Historically, this is a conservative budget because our recovery in Michigan is modest, and he's talking about modest tax relief and some modest investments, particularly in education. And that is traditionally and historically a conservative approach. Now, if you're looking at it from the through the lens of a Tea Party member or where you want everything to go into tax cuts, no, it's not. But traditionally and historically, this is a conservative budget.
Susan, lots of things in this budget that Democrats would traditionally be for, like more funding for schools. But again, this is an election year. So how are they framing their response to this budget?
They feel like it hasn't gone far enough. Not only does this not get us out of the cuts that Snyder made initially back in 2011. But Democrats obviously believe that there should be significant increases to things like education. They also are critical of him for not showing leadership on the roads issue, although it should be said that Democrats haven't been all that eager to jump on that either because they don't want to be tagged with voting for a tax increase either.
Again, given that it's an election year, what does Governor Snyder really need to get the legislature to approve in this budget?
Well, he does have to get some kind of tax cut through. But I think, you know, his interest in putting more money into education, the rainy day fund, honoring our pension commitments, it's really kind of a package deal. I think he has to succeed on all of those.
Susan, you get the last word.
Well, I think given the fact that it's an election year, there has to be a happy resolution to the tax cut issue, because that's something that he and Republicans are really eager to campaign on. So he's going to have a meeting of the minds with legislative leaders to come up with a solution that everybody is happy with and everyone can sell.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, stay warm. Thanks a lot.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.